Okay, so Sonic Alchemy, do you guys do any sound work? Toning and light language? Do you?
I've done a bit. I've played around with Chris James doing, and my partner doing. I'm not going to like to make sound, but no. Actually, the whole singing sound thing is a bit of a challenging area for me. So, one of the next areas to look at. I've been told in various ways through dreams and different things. Four times now that when I start singing, my work will really begin.
Mm-hmm. No wonder you wanted to come tonight.
And singing is the thing, you know, I was told from this age that I couldn't do. And so it's been a journey the last few years. But, you know, still more to do.
There's so many people have heard that and gotten that when they were young, and it blocked them.
And I know that that's not true.
Mm.
And there's still some stuff
Well, and they've usually manifested as a kid from past lives and so forth. You know, you manifest people around you that tell you that kind of stuff. Yeah, at an early age, so that you'll block it and stop it, and because it's not just singing, and it's bringing through frequencies and channeling and speaking your truth, and often it's from lifetimes when we spoke up and then we got our heads chopped off or burned or whatever. And then we made a decision, I'm never going to do that again, because I don't want to get burned, I don't want to get, et cetera.
And I work through lots of that stuff, but it seems to be more.
Well, there's always work to do on karmic levels, which is one of my specialties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a record keeper, karmic record keeper, so one of the things that I do is I assist people with releasing of the, we were just talking about karmic records last night. help people, because what those what we were just talking about, those lifetimes, those decisions, those vows and agreements are sort of locked in the Akasha until you release them, basically. Mm-hmm. Until you do an invocation, until you get assistance from the karmic board for their release.
Yeah, I've put some questions around that stuff, because I've, through various people I've worked with, spiritual, psychic people, through kinesiology or other energy work, I've released vows of poverty and several times over the last few years.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's just part of the story. I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like they've come up again when I've thought, and then I've done my own stuff around, like continuing on.
Well, we are connected on soul levels to different aspects of ourselves and soul extensions. So that's the other aspect of what we have to take care of. So even if you've done vow rescinding and so forth, there's still parts of ourselves that might still be hanging on. You know, you do them for yourself, and that may take care of a certain level of the whole ball game of what you're connected to, because you're not just this soul and this spirit inhabiting this body, you're connected on soul levels to a whole cavalcade of different beings and other lifetimes and soul extensions and so forth. And when they have vows and agreements, and so there's work to do on that level. If you continue coming to evenings with me and any of the teachers that are going to be teaching here, they work with that kind of stuff, because it's just part of the ascension clearing process.
And I know it's all perfect, and it's all happening.
Yeah, that's good that you have divine patience. Some people don't, and that kind of trips them up. And how about you, dear one?
Well, I've done a fair bit of chanting with my Qigong.
Yeah.
And I've just started to bring through light language, but I haven't done a lot of it, like a lot more of it came through on that retreat.
Yeah.
And but I know my throat is and I, like, as far as singing goes, I was banned from the choir. And in primary school, I remember everyone was taken in and they played the piano and you had to sing notes. And there were only two of us in the whole of the class. It was, you know, you're not allowed to be in the choir. It's just so bad. But, yeah, so definitely my throat needs clearing. So, yeah.
All right, well, we'll take care of that. So I'll just start things off and get the energies rolling, and I'll do and channel what I've got to channel, and then we'll just, you know, we'll have a play and work with it and play with it, and if there's things to be cleared, then we'll clear them, and you guys can have a play and see what comes through. So just close your eyes and relax. Let the day go. Leave the entire world behind. Leave your entire past behind. There's nothing but this moment. No future, no past. Grace is here to guide us. A whole new level of sound and awakening. The awakening of sound and being able to speak and channel divine truth. We call upon the ascended masters to assist us and be with us and surround us, and the angels and archangels. Call upon the angels of sound, the energies of the sixth dimension of art, sound, and creation. We ask for a column of light to surround us now. Call upon Archangel Michael, Raphael, Faith, Samuel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Zadkiel, Master Dwal Kul, and Lady Nada, and Lady Portia, and Rowena, and Celeste, and beloved Kuan Yin. All of our councils, guides, guardian angels, beloved elementals, fairies, dolphins, and whales, all the sound masters, lords and ladies of karma, will you be with us, help us? We call upon Archangel Michael to help us clear any energies. We call upon Karmic Board to assist us to clear any karma that might be blocking channeling of divine sound, divine truth, light language, toning, singing, to anchor karmic release chambers around us, divine sound chambers. And we call for divine dispensations to help us release energies of embarrassment, beliefs, patterns, vows. It might be limiting us in any way. We call upon divine grace, silver ray, platinum ray to assist us. Violet fire, cleanse and clear all of our chakras. I'd like you all to just see and feel, experience the violet fire cleansing all of your chakras, especially your throat chakra. I'd like you all to expand your throat chakras, open them up widely, the big giant ball of light, and expand and open your crown chakra, the top of your skull, all the glands in the middle of your brain, the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus complex. Open your hearts. Big, giant, beautiful balls of light. Open your solar plexus and your thymus, your hara at your belly, sacral chakra, your base chakra, chakra between your knees, your lynx chakra. Earth star chakra below your feet, and the soul star chakra above your head. Open them all into big, beautiful balls of light so you're completely surrounded by a giant ball of light 6 feet around you. And also surround yourself in a golden column of light, extending this column of light all the way down to the core of Mother Earth. And extending this core of light all the way up through the dimensions, through the moon, through the sun, central moon and sun, great central moon and sun, great great central moon and sun, great 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 central moon and sun, and all the way to source. Place your attention on the point of light in your heart. Know that your spirit is within. And just repeat after me. I call to my God presence within. Completely and totally fill me.
Completely and totally fill me.
Energizing my body.
Energizing my body.
Completely filling every cell of my being.
Completely filling every cell of my being.
And opening up my throat.
And opening up my throat.
To sing in tone.
To sing in tone. And
channel divine frequencies.
Channel divine.
Easily and gracefully.
Easily and gracefully.
And just allow an opening to occur through your column of light, through your higher chakras, entering your body, entering your chakras. Entering your throat, feeling these energies coming in. Just go within, centering your consciousness in the point, center of your heart. And just allow these energies to come in. And while I tone and sound and play and feel these energies come in, opening you up. Clearing any pathways might be blocking these energies to come in. Allow these frequencies that I will be channeling, that we will be channeling, to release any patterns, vows, agreements, lifetimes, for all your souls and soul extensions. Know through divine intent that they will be affected by these energies to help them release and reconnect to divine love and divine truth. And the God presence frequency will easily and gracefully be able to come more and more and more and more into your body, filling you in ever-expanding ways. Greater than you have ever experienced before. Woo! Woo! J'accompagnais à quoi? Tiens, à quoi? Car au cousin d'un cousin d'hier la ranaï courant d'hier à nage courant qui era natage qui era to repeat after us. By divine decree.
By divine decree.
With the power, essence, love and grace. Of God, Goddess.
Of God, Goddess.
My own God presence.
My own God presence.
I now release.
I now release.
All vows and agreements.
All vows and agreements.
That I or anyone else in this body.
That I or anyone else in this body.
As ever made.
As ever made.
In this or any other lifetime.
In this or any other lifetime.
Across space, time and dimension.
Across space, time and dimension.
For all my souls and soul extensions.
For all my souls and soul extensions.
To never speak my truth again.
To never speak my truth again.
Or block.
Or block.
Divine sound.
Divine sound.
Divine truth.
Divine truth.
Or to not sing.
To not sing.
Or channel.
Or to channel.
Or channel light language.
Channel light
language.
Toning.
Toning. Love language.
Love language.
Creation language.
Creation language.
Or to not connect.
To not connect.
To any dimension.
To any dimension.
Especially the dimension of sound.
Especially the dimension of sound.
And light.
And light.
I ask for karmic absolution.
I ask for karmic absolution.
For myself.
For myself.
All souls and soul extensions.
All souls and soul extensions.
For any lifetimes.
For any lifetimes.
Where we have.
Where we have.
Said or created.
Said or created.
Any of these vows and agreements.
Any of these vows and agreements.
To limit ourselves in any way. Limit our expression.
To limit our expression.
In any way.
In any way.
And I release to the light.
And I release,
to the light.
All energies and entities.
All energies and entities.
Implants.
Implants.
Mechanisms and structures.
Mechanisms and structures.
That have supported or maintained. These vows and agreements.
These vows and agreements.
I release them all to the light.
I release them all to the light.
we call for a complete opening directly to the central sun, Alcyone, for the complete downloading, opening, and activation of our personal mission codes. Just see and experience or feel or hear or know these codes now enter you from Alcyone, activating your personal mission, activating your throat, activating your chakras, activating your divine knowing of what you have come here to accomplish on planet Earth. Woo! Kuajinia kuarana tielara chukumboraki anataia kuarana taia karia tujukumbu jumwa nia talara yeti indij kumbuana tara taikia kajuku jana tiara lana nataikia rakua tandia najirea lara tiandaju kumbarana takia kuarana taitia Ua tandia lara ukuju. Feeling any blockages still in their throat or any of their chakras, just let me know by raising your little hand or finger. Thank you. qua ci chi a tu no ci chi a una racai Cumba e nat cu aci chi a cura natia la rajinier cuja cara natia.
Tai pa cu. Para chiu. Ua carati jucu.
Fairies are reminding you to have fun with this now. Remember to have fun on planet Earth. This is not, don't need to take life so seriously. The spiritual trip that we're on. It's supposed to be a fun trip. No, it doesn't seem like it at times. Aqui o
cu, rapaz. Tá o rapaz, a cu, rapaz, a cu. Au.
And the fairies are flying around now, tickling you with their fairy wings.
Brrr, rapaqui, rapaz, cu, pana, tá aí, que é lá. Pani Pakua.
And the dolphins are swimming around. Swimming in and out of your heart, your chakras.
Kua pani pakamara tai chu aku.
Dolphins are telling you to flow through life and swim through life. Have fun and play as the dolphins do. Especially it's good to call upon the dolphins when you have to do things that aren't very much fun. You have to do work and things that are normal life things that you don't really want to do, but you have to do them because you need money and you've got to drive places and you wish you could just fly everywhere and you wish you could just manifest anything right now. And these things will come, dear ones. But until then, the beloved dolphins would like to remind you to call upon them to help you during those times so that you will feel the dolphins with you, swimming around you and playing. So that you can play when you're doing these things that are not so much fun. And have fun, even when you're doing things that aren't so much fun. Which is a paradox, we know, but it is possible, as this world is a world of paradox sickness. We invite you to enjoy the paradox of life. Enjoy the dualities. To have fun with them and not take them all so seriously. Know that it is just a big play, big theater, big sand play planet. Big sand pit. as you used to play as children with your little toys. And sometimes you would throw sand at each other. Sometimes you would rub sand in each other's hair. We know that there are many people that just don't want to have to play, but really they do. In their hearts, they really want to play. And it is good for you to know this and see this. For this will help these dear ones that resist playing and resist having fun. Just know that they're in truth, deep in their heart, they want to have fun and they want to play and they want to love just as everyone else does. And everyone is playing in their own way. They're just playing more or less seriously than others. All of the beautiful politicians and all the beautiful people who are fighting and this and that, they are just playing as children do on this beautiful planet of play. And play has many guises, as you all know and can see upon this planet. And when you know and can see that it is indeed one big giant play, as our beloved William Shakespeare reminded us all of, and we are merely the players, with our many entrances and exits and our many parts. Sometimes we are playing this part and sometimes we are playing that part. Sometimes we are the comedian. Sometimes we are the drama person. Sometimes we are the leading actor. Sometimes we are just an extra. And it is good to know your part in the moment so that you can support others. And it is their time to be the leading person. Yes, dear one, when you feel like sounding, please do. If you feel like making sound, when you feel the energies coming through, let it come. This is what we have been preparing you for. Let it through, let it feel your entire body. You will feel the energies coming in. It will be very difficult to resist speaking, sounding. Just play with it. And play with opening your mouth or making your lips a bit tighter. Higher or lower. And I will do a bit of sound to get you started. Ooh. 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 jukumbarnatai vara kornatali no jukum yaru kanaranya natajana yakuruya anakuri maiki vakorana itiyaru Yakuaraya no liranatiya Yakuarana itiyana Arakiya runaya Kuiya runaya Yorukurana itiyana Lari aranaya ku Larati aranai Laraku araki Yaukuranai Uku atandai kira Nandaji Jaruku Jakuranaya Lariakuraya Latiri Karaku sounding while I do a few invocations. Once again, calling upon the angels of divine sound to assist everyone in clearing, opening the channels. Just open up your throats a bit more now, just seeing them expanding wider and wider. Feel the sound from the higher dimensions, from the sixth dimension, coming through and in. Your divine spirit. The elementals of sound. Fairies and dolphins and whales.